Canterbury. This is Terry.
Hey, Terry. Is Lisa in?
May I say who's calling?
Yeah, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
One moment.
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. I was just actually returning your call. I had a voice message from you.
Oh, I was returning your call.
Yes, yes. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah, I think I gave you a call the other day, actually. Wanted to follow up. It looks like... I'm pulling up the file right now.
That's okay.
Looks like we had sent you guys a finance offer for some equipment financing and some working capital. Just wanted to touch base with you on that, see if you saw it, and see if you guys had any needs coming up we could help you with.
Yeah, I can't find that. And do you have the interest rate and all that in there? Because I cannot locate that.
So let me see. We have the address that it was sent to, I think, is 440 East Harrison Street in Corona.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of times that's the purpose of the phone call. It doesn't always, we send it in, snail mail, traditional mail. It doesn't always make it all the way there. But basically, it looks like, no, it's not giving me too much information on it. Aside the fact that it was for equipment financing, working capital, I believe it was for up to $250,000. As far as rates go, it's not going to have anything in there about the rates just because there are so many different options to go with.
Okay.
But did you guys have something specific that you were looking for?
Yeah, I mean, that's. Can you email me the information?
Yeah, what's a good email address for you?
It's Lisa, L-I-S-A. At Grill, G-R-I-L-L, and then N is Nancy, and then Glow, G-L-O-W, .com.
.com, okay.
Yeah. And you guys are in Cardiff?
Yes, we're in San Diego.
Okay.
Pretty close.
And so you guys are specializing in business?
We're strictly a business lender, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So what were you guys looking at?
Well, I've got two companies. One is Joe Layton Associates and Canterbury Enterprises. We've been in business about 60 years, and we sell, our customers are like Home Depot and Ace and True Value. We sell fireplace accessories.
Oh, okay.
And then we have another company that actually we're starting to launch a brand new product, and actually have meetings with Cabela's and Menards and some of those guys. It's a portable fire pit and grill that we're going to be launching this fall, too. So definitely in looking for a line of credit, with regards to those companies would be great.
Okay. Do you have – and what would you primarily use it for?
Part machine, then part inventory. Purchase orders.
Okay, absolutely. And any idea, a ballpark on how much you were looking for?
Maybe a couple hundred would be great.
Okay. Now, are both the businesses, are they separate entities?
Yeah, they're both S corporations.
Okay. All right. All right. So, I mean, what do you do in yearly gross revenue for them, just to give you a ballpark idea of where you'd find them?
Well, the one is just brand new, so there's really nothing right now, the Earth Flame. But the other one, we're probably about 1.5, 1.6, somewhere around there.
Okay. And how long has that one been around?
60 years.
Oh, 60 years. Okay, yeah, I got
you.
All right. Okay. And did you have any idea of how soon you needed to get it in place?
Pretty soon, because our season is kind of cyclical right now, and so like our strongest months are September through January, and then spring and summer, obviously we don't have as much cash flow and everything, so and then we start getting more of the big orders in August, so it's really getting us through these next couple months would be great.
Okay, I understand. Now, okay, so as far as looking at both spending it for inventory and machines, how's that breakdown in price for you, or even percentage?
You know what? I'd have to get the dollar amount on the machine that we're looking for, because I don't know offhand right now.
Okay. I only ask because, you know, we do have a lot of different options, and one of them would be, I mean, you could split these up and finance the machine traditionally through some equipment financing, go something like a 2 to 5 year term, monthly payments.
Okay.
And then if you did that, it wouldn't eat into the amount that we would be able to free up for you as far as cash goes for the inventory.
Got it.
And now on that, as far as the inventory or, you know, the cash amount that you would qualify for, we primarily base it off of your gross sales. So if you're doing 1.5, you'd be eligible for anywhere from, you know, 150,000 to 225,000. It's usually 10 to 15% of the top line revenue.
Got it.
And then
it'd just be a line of credit, right, that we can pull, because is that how it works?
It's a working capital loan, so it's similar to a line of credit in a lot of ways, but it is different. I mean, it's similar in the sense that, you know, we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you can decide how much you want to use of it from there.
Okay.
It's different because it is based on your gross sales, so a lot of times the amount that you're able to get is a lot larger than a typical line of credit. And then the cash would actually be deposited into the business checking account as unsecured cash.
Oh, where, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Where you could use it as you see fit. And it's unsecured. We don't follow the cash. So if you were looking, I mean, if you have, you know, the business that's new and doesn't really have a cash flow and you needed it for that, you would be able to get it through the established one, and then you can spend it however,
okay,
you see.
Got it.
So if something's not available to you there, that might be a channel that would be worth your while.
Got it.
Now, typically for those programs, it's more of a short-term loan. So it'll range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years.
Okay.
And the way the process works is we would get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term. And then from there, you can choose what you would want. So if you want something, if you're doing like inventory where you're going to turn it over in a, you know, 3 month period, it wouldn't necessarily make sense to go on a 2 year term and pay the extra interest that comes along with that. You could choose, you know, you could set it up on a 6 month term if that's what makes sense for the business. We're pretty flexible in finding, you know, what makes the most sense for you and giving you kind of like a customized loan program.
Got it. Okay.
Now, how long does it take you to turn your inventory over?
Well, we get forecasts from Home Depot and Ace, and so we pretty much know what, you know, they're going to be ordering during the season and stuff like that. So we turn it over pretty quick.
We just pull
it from a warehouse that is, you know, in the same area that we are. And then we've got terms of 30, 45 days to pay them back.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, yeah, you're working with a pretty set schedule.
Yeah.
That makes it nice. Okay. And how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's I believe it's 710, somewhere around there.
Oh, okay.
I saw it. Yeah. In fact, I have my credit scores. I could send those to you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a pretty simple process to see exactly what you qualify for.
Okay.
It just takes a one-page application, and then we take a look at 6 months of the business bank statements and the most recent tax return that you have. From there, I can go ahead and give you the actual numbers of, you know, how much you qualify for, how long, and then we can work backwards and see what makes the most sense for you.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and send that over, and we'll definitely look at it then. That'd be great.
Okay, absolutely. I'll go ahead. I'll send it over to you right now, and you know, you'll have all of my contact information in there too. So if you have any questions, give me a call, shoot me an email. I'll get back to you right away.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lisa. Nice meeting you.
Okay. You too. Bye.